is like what do they call this skirt that is short again? Mini skirt. And a beautiful sermon is like a mini skirt. Mini skirt. Long enough to cover your vitals, but short enough to keep you. So that's how a beautiful sermon is. So I will try to be as beautiful as that. God help us in Jesus' name. However, before we look briefly into the word, I have something to share with us. By the special grace of God, by the way, the family of Oyibos, you are back from your holiday. Your holiday became too long, in fact. God help us in Jesus' name. And more people, how many holiday makers are back now? I'm not seeing a lot of faces still. Okay, next week we'll have all of them back. Thank God school will resume. So we have this, by the special grace of God, the church has put together a manual for our Bible study. Can you celebrate God? Yeah, a manual for our Bible study. I think this is the maiden edition of something like this. And by the special grace of God, when we finish our purpose-driven life, we are going to go into another book for the Sunday school called The Purpose-Driven Church. And by the grace of God, when we are done with The Purpose-Driven Church, we are going to start writing our own Sunday school manuals. Yeah, if you want to clap, clap. There's no shame about that. It shows that we are growing. So we have started with the Bible study. And we have put together this period. We are looking at the book of Acts. And we have put together a manual for that entire book of Acts. Different topics. And by the special grace of God, when you are coming for Bible study, any day we are having Bible study on Wednesday, you come with your manual. So quickly, we are going to dedicate it. Because we don't want to give it free. Because free lunch, some people take it for granted. So we are going to give it to you for any amount of your choice. If it's 200 naira that is worth, that the manual is worth to you, just drop 200 naira. If it is whatever amount, I don't want to call any specific amount, whatever amount that you feel you used to pick one copy, please, you do that. So let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this maiden Bible study manuals. We pray that, Father, you bless these manuals and grant us, O God, that as we use these manuals, Father, we will gain insight to your word. Father, these manuals are not a replacement to the Bible, but they are a guide to help us study your word. We therefore dedicate these manuals unto you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You are not happy. All right. So like I said, ushers, please, after the sermon, after the message, I don't want us to waste time further. Just pass it around. We'll just keep it here. Every adult must have a copy. At least every adult, you must have a copy. So you put the, what do they call that? The offering box here. They'll pick a copy, drop whatever they have to drop. And then even those that don't want to do transfer can pick a copy. We'll give them an account. Meet the Bible Education Secretary to give you an account that they can put it up there. You put up the account when it's time. So that those that want to do transfer can do that. So that that ministry can have some funds to continue to print materials for us. I pray God bless us in Jesus' name. We took our Bible reading this morning from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. So let's turn there if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. I've been asked to talk on the theme for this program, Grace to Withstand the Times. Grace to Withstand the Times. It's not just grace. Grace is a very broad subject, but I've been asked to speak on just a part of it. And even the part I've been asked to speak on is also very broad. So I'll try, like I said, to be very, very brief. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. It says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the message of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let me read verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. When I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace to withstand the times. Now, there are three key words there. First is grace. The second is withstand. And the last word is times. Or the times. Now, when you say withstand, it means there is a resistance or something that is coming in opposition to your flow. And then you are asked to stand strong. So withstand means to stand strong. Withstand means to stand against. Withstand means to remain firm. So we are looking at grace that will help us to stand strong in the times that we find ourselves. And I try to look at the times. I'm made to understand from scripture that life is made up of time and life is made up of seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. You say, for everything there is a time and a season for every purpose under the sun. In verse 4, the Bible tells us that our life is also made up of good times and bad times. So in life, you are going to have good times, and in life, you are going to have bad times. No matter how you pray, no matter how spiritual you are, no matter how you try, there are times that are called bad times that you are going to encounter in life. Now, the question is not whether good times or bad times will come. The question is, what do I do when bad times come? What do I do when difficult times come? What do I do when I face times that look like a crisis? And for us to look deeply into this, I divide the times in life into four. The times that we are called to withstand, I classify them into four. Number one, we have times of personal adversity. In life, there are times called adversity, moment of personal adversity. They differ from one person to the other. My adversity may be different from yours. What I have gone through will be different from what you're going through. What you are going through will be different from what the other person is going through. But however, everybody has a time of personal adversity. It may be a time of disease or a disease condition. It may be a family loss. It may be a kind of delay, maybe in destiny or in career, or even delay in marriage or in childbirth. Time of adversity comes to everybody on earth. Jesus himself said, he said, in this world, you are going to have what? Adversity. You are going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So there are times of personal adversity. So we are looking at grace to withstand those kind of times. Number two, we have times of spiritual deception. Times of spiritual deception. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 tells us that this kind of times will come. If you give us from NLT please, or NIV. Times of spiritual deception. He said, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now, these are also difficult times, a time of spiritual deception. And let me announce to us that we are in that time of spiritual deception, where the Bible said that many will turn away from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of devils. He said the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits. There are a lot of deceiving spirits in our time. And that is why you need the grace of God. Number three, we have times of moral decay. Times of moral decay. Where people will no longer value morality. Where people will rather give heed and consent to things that are so immoral. Where immorality will become the talk of the day. Where immorality will be celebrated.
where immorality will be held in high esteem. And those that want to live a righteous life, a life of honesty, a life of integrity, will be looked down upon. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. The Bible made it very clear that in the latter days, perilous times shall come. 2 Timothy, say, but know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 2. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We are in a time where moral decay is at its peak. A time where people come to church for pleasure, not because they want transformation. A time where people look at the things of God and they come to church and they want the church service to be spiced up with comedies. Church service to be spiced up with motivational speaking. Church service to be spiced up with things that do not build their faith. And if they go to any place where the word of God is being preached in truth, where the word of God rebukes them, where the word of God cautions their way of life, they are angry with those kind of meetings. And so a time of moral decay, where people, when they do evil, they will feel they have done the best. When people are indulging in things that will not glorify God, that is the kind of times that we are called to withstand. And then number 4, times of cultural and economic shift. We are called to withstand the times of cultural, time of economic shift. And brethren, let me announce to us that we are in that kind of time. There is a shift in culture. In those days, it is forbidden for a child to come to the house with maybe a female child to just stay in the house and then men come visiting. But these days, the mothers will even tell them, you are still in the house and no man is visiting you. Now, in those days, in my place where I grew up, it's a taboo for somebody to be single and pregnant. But these days, people can just get pregnant as single ladies, and it is just nothing, bad about it. People celebrate it. People encourage it. People even tell them to try it. In those days, they will tell you to preserve your chastity, your virginity as a young person. And these days, they will tell you, no, you have to test whether the person is good in bed. You have to try and see if she's going to be pregnant. You have to try and see whether she's going to conceive before you marry her. So there's a shift in culture to a kind of culture that does not glorify God, to a kind of culture that is contrary to the word of God, contrary to everything God. It's as if today, if you do anything that has to do in line with God's word, you are the one that they put down. But they celebrate people that go against the word of God. That is the times we find ourselves. Not just cultural shift, it's a time of economic shift also. Recently, I was talking with somebody. I said about 4 years ago, I was doing a project and I was buying cement, sand, and the rest for a particular amount. Now, a bag of cement is how much? How much? 12,000 something. Abby? 12,000 something. God help us in Jesus' name. I say, God help us in Jesus' name. So there's economic shift. There's difficulty in the land. There's hardship everywhere. And the Bible said that in the midst of all this crisis, Jesus said, be of good what? Cheer. That is what we are called to withstand. And what the media is telling us today through their team is that you cannot withstand these times of personal adversity, times of spiritual deception, times of moral decay, times of cultural and economic shift on your own. You can't withstand them on your own. You can't overcome them on your own. You can't overpower them by your own might. And that is why the Bible made it very clear. It said, by strength shall no man do what? Prevail. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. If you depend on your own strength, you cannot fight the immorality of our day. If you depend on your own strength, you cannot overcome the adversity of your life. If you depend on your own strength, you cannot overcome the challenges of this time. If you depend on your own strength, you cannot stand firm for God. On your own strength to stand and walk righteously, to stand and live rightly in a way that will bring glory to God. When every other thing around us is inviting immorality, every other thing around us is anti-God, and you say, I want to represent God in this immoral society, it is not by your willpower, it is not by your strength, it's only when God helps you. And I know the Lord is helping somebody already. If you are that fellow, can I hear amen?
Amen.
He said, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9. By strength shall no man prevail. And that is why this morning, the media is telling us that what God gives to us, that will help us in moments of adversity, in moments of deception, in moments of moral decay, in moments of cultural shift, economic shift, in moments of pain, when there is that loss, when there is that delay, when there is that hardship, when there is that pain, when that crisis arises, what God gives to you, what God gives to me is called grace. It's called grace. He gives